This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Tonight on iRadio's group chat business spotlight, we're heading west to Mayo to meet a woman who's building more than just a coffee brand. She's building a community. Nicole O'Malley is the founder of Melodies, a coffee and wellness community creating outdoor events and sober social meetups for young people in the area of Lewisburg. From sea swims and sauna sessions to hikes, she's proving you don't need a night out to have a great time. And as if that wasn't enough, she's just launched her brand new whole food snack range. Nicole joins us now to chat about building community in rural Ireland, why sober socialising is having a moment, and what's next for Melodies. Nicole, welcome to iRadio's group chat.
Thanks, Leah. Thanks a million. Lovely to be on.
To start, where did the idea for Melodies come from? Was there a moment where you thought Mayo needs something like this?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure we all remember the pandemic. I was teaching online. I'd studied science. So my background's all biology and ag science. But I was driving to my local town. I'm from a good bit out the road, out in the sticks, as they say. And you know, I was driving into town and wanted to get a good specialty coffee, the 10-20 break. And I felt bad actually driving in. And I thought, God, wouldn't a lovely coffee shop be nice out our way between the mountains, sea. I reckon we could make a go of it. So the idea came from that kind of just one day driving out. And I thought, yeah, I think we've the spot there and give it a go. So it took off from there.
So you started as just a coffee van, but it seems to have become so much more. It seems like it's a nice little community now. Why did you think it was so important to bring that to Mayo?
Yeah, it's grown legs for different reasons. So personal interest, it's always nice to start something from your own passions. And I wasn't sure how that was going to unwrap, but the coffee and healthy food and space and kind of social vibe of a never been there before a coffee shop in a rural area brings its own advantages. But aside from that, then I am mad into hiking and surfing, and more hiking at the time, outdoors, out with the dog. And I, you know, it's lovely being on the mountains, but at one point you are thinking, God, it'd be really nice to have a group heading up or a crowd or a gang around that you could meet. So I did start posting that on Saturday mornings, you know, had to get over the whole putting yourself out there online. And nobody came to the first four hikes. So it was just me doing my usual thing and like cringing at putting that online. And I think on the fifth morning, then a lovely lady came over an hour drive and she was like, this is great. This is such a good idea. I'm glad this is on. And I thought, okay, there might be something there. So that effect just dominoed then and slowly built it up over time. A lot of it was just getting over putting yourself out there, which I found challenging. But I'm glad I did, because now it seems other people are looking for a social outlet as well in the outdoors. So that's how that has come to be.
And how did you manage to get over that initial disheartening realisation that maybe no one is going to turn up to this, but I'm going to keep ploughing away anyways until it works?
I think my mindset was, I'm going anyway. So it doesn't hurt that now. It just hurts a bit when no one goes, if I have to make it relevant to being online. But I'm going to get out for a hike anyway. So I kind of just framed it in that mindset. Like, I'm here. It's a very quiet area. Sure, look, if it takes off, it takes off. If it doesn't, it's grand. And that's, I think, a lot of things you might feel pressure or deadlines for. That's often a mindset I've adapted since for different things. It's just give it a go. Just try it. Sure, you don't know. So you may as well try.
It's a nice way of meeting friends outside of going to the pub, like a lot of people do in rural areas. Do you think young people outside of cities can sometimes feel a bit isolated or overlooked when it comes to other activities outside of drinking?
For sure, yeah. And interesting on outside of cities, because I've spent a lot of time in massive cities and I've felt anonymous and probably lonely, probably not that connected either. And the West of Ireland, rural Ireland, the countryside definitely has its perks in terms of, I think, just general well-being and access to outdoors. There's a different frequency in the outdoors as just puts you on the front foot from the start. So then in social terms, it's just trying to find people of your own interest. It is a little bit more challenging with young people, I think, because you have the gym, you do have kind of different social outlets at the minute. But community is a tricky one, because like, you might go to the gym and your gym might run socials, But often it's kind of harder to combine all the, I think, the things that Ireland has to offer, the outdoors, sunshine, sometimes waves, and do all that maybe with a movement class or maybe just a nice cup of tea. That's definitely harder to curate. So it's been an effort to create that platform in the West.
And you've mentioned the hikes that you organise. What other social events do you have at Melodies?
Oh, anything. I mean, open to suggestions, but I do just do the things I love. Surfing, yoga classes. I love to teach yoga. Calisthenics, I occasionally do. It's a bit of a hard sell because it's a new one in Ireland. But bodyweight training, those types of classes. Sometimes I just do walks, or we try to do outdoor sound baths, which is class. We nearly got sunburned one day down at the beach, versus like hailstones and having to change to an indoor venue another week. But that's the beauty of being out here, you know, you never know what you're going to get. And then, a couple of hikes. And some more events we have coming up are Pilates, definitely in the movement kind of space, but some well-being kind of relaxation events as well.
I've seen you posted your spring calendar, and you seem to have loads of events coming up over the next couple of months. Is there any dates in particular that you'd recommend people to go along if they haven't tried one already?
So we're open seasonally, the coffee shop's open seasonally for the summer. Well, the first Sunday of every month, Sunday morning, we do an outdoor yoga and nibbed cacao. And that's really, really nice. It's my favourite thing to do. If I could do that every day, I'd be happy. We've a full moon sauna and yoga on the 3rd of March as well. That's my first time doing that. It's my favourite session when the sauna closes, is when it's sunset and it just gets into the dark. And I think, God, I think people would like this as well, right out on the coast. And we have a get-together, surprise venue on the 13th of March. It's a Friday the 13th, another spooky date for a dinner. And we did one last month for Galentine's, well, just gone by. And that was really cool, really, really interesting. And felt like I was traveling, even though I was just in Westport. So that was cool. And then the 29th of March, you'll find all these on our socials, is the Surf Social for Melody's 5th birthday. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's a collaboration with Surf Mayo at Kerniski Beach. And again, it's another excuse to be out, have a nice cup of tea and a few snacks after the surf.
You mentioned your Galentine's dinner there. Have you seen any friendships forming as a result of these? Maybe people going along on their own, hoping to meet a few new friends?
Oh yeah, I mean, I've 7 new friends from the last dinner, so I keep the numbers small to 7 or 8. And the great thing is, like, it's very natural to make friends at them because everybody's local. They're from Ballintober, Castlebar, like within an hour's drive. So I personally have picked up 7 new cool people who are, you're already on the common ground of being very open-minded, I think, to go to a dinner as, quote, strangers. So I think that vibe alone for me is enough to know that I'm probably going to have a mutual connection with these people.
And on top of Melodies and all your social events, you've launched a whole food snack range as well. Congrats on that. Where did the idea behind this come from?
So again, like, I would always have been a baker and a foodie and experimenting with the, like, kind of lean organic ingredients, different seeds. I love Bulk Organics online. I have no affiliation with them, but I love their site and everything they have there. I also studied biology and agricultural science, so I have an understanding of food production, and also on a social level, communities involved in food production, which I also experienced backpacking in South America. So the food and kind of healthy vibes for Melodies is the entire core picture of the brand. It's purple, it's turquoise, it's bright and flashy, and it's in a rural little spot. So along with that, just automatically goes healthy treats and, you know, feel good snacks over bioavailable ingredients over maybe more processed ingredients or the traditional kind of cakes and stuff like that. So the idea for the whole food brand is based off what I chose to serve at Melodies. I love for baking, I love for food, I love for food production and the people who work in food production in different countries, because a lot of our ingredients we use are dates, nuts, peanuts, you know. I don't see any dates growing in Mayo. So be conscious of an ethical supply chain there as well. So yeah.
And is this what you think makes it different to others on the market, or was there something that you thought was missing from the market when it comes to whole food snacks?
For sure, yeah. Clean label, bioavailable nutrients. I do go to the gym. I prefer an outdoor gym. I'm not the protein buff. I have dabbled a bit in protein bars, but I have looked for natural ingredients that, as I said, are bioavailable, because protein sometimes is not always available to your gut when you buy a protein bar. So it defeats the purpose. Although there are some lovely brands out there too, which is great. And our goal is to provide clean label, gut-friendly treats and snacks that are nutrient-dense and fuel your day, fuel your gym session, fuel you, you know, walking the kids, pulling out the trolley around the shop. And they won't give you a big glycemic spike. Your blood sugar is regulated when you have naturally sweetened ingredients in your products.
And how long has this been in the making? I'm sure something like this takes quite a while to develop.
Oh, for sure, yes. Luckily, I did see Red Cabot's hummus from Westport in an article last year that he had completed. I'm not sure if you know the brand. Really, really good natural brand in Mayo, nationwide. He had an article to say that anybody with a concept, which was reassuring because I definitely was at baking stage for Melodies for the trailer, anybody with a concept should apply to the Super Value Food Academy. So I kind of applied and actually didn't finish it, and got a phone call from somebody at the offices saying, I think the concept's good, you should finish the application. And that led me into education and a treadmill, a fast track lane into how to get a product to market, and waiting on feedback through an email this week. But it's been really eye-opening and educational to get from concept to production to branding, color schemes, communications, packaging, and decisions along the way. So finances, don't even talk to me, it's another area. But yeah, that's how I've gotten the product from concept and serving stage. Luckily, I have 5 years consumer research with my customer base. That's informed the packaging, that's informed the product development. So yes, it's definitely a journey, and I think 6 months is definitely the fast track lane, and I'm at the end of that now.
And long term, it seems like it's going to be stocked in Super Values, but for now, where can people get their hands on it?
You can go to our Instagram or website. Our Instagram is at Melodies Mayo, and you'll find every link you need there in the bio.
And finally, what advice would you give to young people in rural Ireland who have a business idea but just aren't sure about where they can start?
Oh, I think I say this once a week on my story, and I don't know, I'm not preaching, but please just do it. You don't even have to think of your interest as a business. Think, start small, take small steps. I don't care what it is, sewing, you're into boxing, you're into crafts, you're good with parts or engineering, something like that. Doesn't matter what it is, you just start repeating, getting reps in on whatever your interest is. You'll eventually just end up with the focused amount of energy in that area, and you're probably going to do really well in a business. So please just start. And if you are somebody in kind of wellness event space, you're listening to me, I heard people doing what I'm doing now years ago, and I thought, God, that'd be so cool to set that up in my local area. Like, do it. Ireland's on an upward trend of wellness. We are, yes, we're looking for alternatives to the pub. I do think there's always a place there for the pub and Irish culture and heritage. But if you're in your local area and there's a woods or there's a park, like, set up a class or set up a meetup or a walk, coffee, anything, and I guarantee it will go well.
Just do it. Great advice, Nicole. Before I let you go, we always ask the same question at the end of the Business Spotlight. Is there any other Irish business or Irish entrepreneur that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Oh, definitely. And so many come to mind from the circles I'm in. But I do think it's a service-based business. Lisa O'Reilly, Body by Lisa Pilates in Westport. Brand new studio, unbelievable addition to the town. That's definitely a stop off on your West Mayo visit. So I definitely have to go for the bricks and mortar business. I also like Eat Wonder, the new protein jellies from Ballina-based business. And I picked them up in HQ in Ballinrobe Gym the other day. So those two, I think Eat Wonder for online, and if you want to go to a bricks and mortar, Lisa's studio in Westport.
We'll be sure to check them out. Thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat this evening, Nicole.
You're welcome, Leah. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.